three electric utilities serving the Anchorage area, Chugach Electric Association, Municipal Light and Power, and Matanuska Electric Association, today announced a preliminary agreement to work together to provide lower-cost power. Though not finalized, the agreement makes it easier for the electric utilities to buy power from each other when it's cost-effective. Speaking at a press conference, Matanuska Electric Association CEO Tony Izzo likened it to being able to choose a vehicle based on road conditions.
If I have to commute up a mountain, I'm going to take the four-wheeler. And if I have to run down the clear highway, I'm going to take the most fuel-efficient vehicle.
The utilities estimate the agreement could jointly save $12 to $16 million a year in costs. However, they said it's too early to know how big of an impact this will have on electric bills. The announcement comes over a year after the Regulatory Commission of Alaska wrote a letter to the legislature saying the current rail belt electric system does not deliver the maximum benefit possible to ratepayers. The agreement announced today begins to address some but not all of RCA's recommendations. For example, the commission said all six electric utilities serving the region stretching from Homer to Fairbanks should coordinate, not just the three utilities in the Anchorage area. RCA Chairman Bob Pickett views today's announcement as a good first step.
The utilities have voluntarily come to this agreement amongst themselves, and the commission, I believe, will be very supportive of this effort.
The RCA needs to approve any final agreement the utilities reach. The utilities don't expect to submit one to RCA until 2018.